Welcome to the Brett Chapel Show, brought to you this morning by Haywood Regional Medical Center, Hometown Hardware, Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law, and by Southeastern Sports Medicine. Here's Pisgah head coach Brett Chapel and the voice of the Bears, Chad Upton.
Live from the Jukebox Junction Restaurant here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chapel Show, along with head football coach Brett Chapel. This is Chad Upton. Pisgah back in the win column last night. Win over East Henderson, really a game that was dominated on both sides. And, Coach, when you go back and take a look at that, obviously you've got to be happy about the way your team responded coming out last week and that loss against Smoky Mountain, obviously, to start the conference slate. It's good to get a win and obviously to play as well as you did, I think, on both sides of football for sure.
It was really good to get back out, you know, out on the field. It was good to see those kids and how they wanted to respond from last week's loss. You know, it's tough to go into a week sometimes when you're, you know, still got that lingering. I thought our kids moved on pretty quickly last week. I think it showed last night in the preparation. I thought the kids were ready to go. Did some really good things on both sides of the ball. Opposite defense, still playing solid for us, but I thought the offense really picked up and played well last night. A lot of guys rushed the ball last night. Corey had a pretty good night throwing overall. You know, had two picks. It certainly were stuff we got to look at. But, you know, overall, I felt like we were taking steps forward again, which is good, especially going into another tough week next week with Hendersonville.
Yeah, you had a chance to get a lot of guys involved, too, on offense. Obviously, you know, looking at that score sheet again, you had probably, seven, eight guys with carries last night. And obviously, Kane had another brilliant night. Up at almost 180 yards on 10 carries. So his average each carry was about 18 yards. So it's a big night for him, but you're able to get a lot of guys involved offensively too.
We were. I think we had, just like what you said, I think we had eight different ball carriers. You know, as the night went on, obviously Kane had a great night. Shalladay did. Corey did running the ball. Continues to be a threat for us running the ball. You know, Eric Robinson, was glad to get him back in the fold again. He's feeling really good and healthy. You know, all of these things are certainly important to us as we move forward and try to continue to find some success. But, you know, the offense really stood out to me last night. I thought our offensive line played really well, blocked well, and, you know, just a good play calling by our coordinator. And just a good job last night.
And so we talked just a little bit about this beforehand, but you know, that the TV game, obviously, you know, with the TV timeouts and all those kinds of things, and maybe a little bit of confusion about, you know, start times and all those kinds of things, makes it a little bit more difficult too. Probably do you have that conversation with the kids during the week, or you just go out there and just approach it like you would any other Friday night?
No, we talked about it during the week. We talked about the possibilities of, you know, there being distractions. Obviously, the TV timeouts, extending the game, not really being able to get in a rhythm sometimes. But I thought our kids did a really good job with that. And, you know, you mentioned the start time. I think us and all of Canton, you know, expected there to be a 7 o'clock kickoff, and that didn't happen. It ended up being a 7 o'clock pregame and 7:30 kickoff. But, you know, our kids were able to adjust. You know, it was another one of those opportunities where it could have been distracted and it could have become a problem. But our kids handled it pretty well, got a little bit more warm-up time than we usually do. But we got through the traffic fairly quickly yesterday, which was important to us, and got there, you know, a little bit earlier than usual. But, you know, it all worked out in the end.
When you go back, and I was just thinking a little bit about East Henderson, obviously where you were head coach prior to coming here, I'm sure there's still a lot of families that you're still, you know, obviously, you know, close to and have had relationships with. You get a chance to talk to any of those guys last night?
I did, and probably the, you know, as tough as it was going back there, back-to-back, you know, the JV night on Thursday night and the varsity night last night, it was nice to be able to go back there on Thursday because I wasn't as busy trying to get everything done as I usually am on Friday night game nights for the varsity. So I had a chance to, you know, talk with some of the people that I'd spent time with over there. There's only one of the coaches still left on staff that's still there, and I had a chance to talk to Coach Floyd. He was one of my coordinators while I was there. Mm-hmm. But some of the families, you mentioned it, you know, the paint crew, guys that used to help me paint the field and all of that. So it was nice to be able to get back and reminisce a little bit on Thursday night. And, you know, JV's had another great night, you know, moved to 2-0 in the conference. Still moving forward, I thought they played extremely well. Thursday night also. And it was a good week for us. Nice to get back in the win column. You know, one of our kids had talked on Monday, said, you know, it's time for us to get back in the conversation. And I thought our kids did a really good job of that last night. You know, also we moved to 1-1 in the conference. Still a game back, need a little bit of help, but all we can do is take care of what we can.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brad Chappell Show on WPTL.
Haywood Regional Medical Center is committed to providing the highest quality care possible. Along with the expertise and leading-edge technology you expect at larger hospitals, all conveniently close to home. As part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Haywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospital. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Coach, I was going back and just taking a look at some of the offensive numbers, and you know, a lot of big throws last night. I think you guys did a good job of taking some shots and connecting on most of those, obviously, last night. And you were able to get some guys in that you know maybe hadn't made as many impacts in those particular spots last night. Obviously, you know, Devin with a couple of catches, Keegan with a couple of catches, I believe, last night. And again, you know, and that translated both from the offense over out to the special teams, too, with Lane making punts and those kinds of things. You had to make some adjustments last night when you're dealing with some things that you didn't necessarily foresee probably going in.
Yeah, we had you know, had to deal with a situation with one got tossed out last night, and you know, had a chance to go back and send some film off late last night and found some pretty good footage, and we're certainly hopeful we'll get that overturned. I feel pretty good about it after the video and stuff that I've seen, but when those things happen, it makes you have to go through and make a lot of adjustments, especially if that, you know, kid happens to be on a lot of special teams. And so we were scrambling a little bit, got some people moved into places, and, you know, kind of got it taken care of. But, you know, becomes a headache, you know, trying to get through that. But, you know, did some really good things with those backups that came in and helped us out. And you mentioned Corey and throwing in the receivers. You know, I thought Zach, Coach Gibson, did a good job with, you know, we wanted to establish the run early. I thought we did a really good job with that. And then he kind of picked and chose when he wanted to take a shot. And, you know, we were, it was nice flow last night. You know, the coaches actually came down. They didn't go up in the box like we usually do. You know, they had all the cameras and stuff up there last night, so it was just too crowded. So they actually stayed down on the field with us. And so we were all down there together. And I thought, you know, Coach Gibson and Coach Rogers on the defensive side, both of them caught a really good game last night. You know, we had some things we got to clean up special team-wise. You know, we missed a PAT. Kickoffs weren't as sharp as I wanted them to be. You know, Devin had a muff punt there that put the defense in a bad situation. And he was trying to keep from losing field position. He knew he didn't want us to get a pin down at the one, you know, inside the five-yard line or anything like that. And ended up coming up a little bit too quick on it and ended up fumbling it. But, you know, defense stood up, held them right there. Man, what about their kicker? Came on and kicked a 49-yard field goal, and he drilled it.
Yeah.
And then came back in and kicked another one. And man, he kicked off, and he was putting them deep in the end zone. I was really impressed with him. I thought that kid did a great job.
Going back to East Henderson again, and I was looking at stats yesterday, just trying to make the game sheets for us last night. And, you know, one of the things I think I noticed with it, since you were there, they've only got 17 wins versus, you know, a number of losses, and I can't remember how many it was right now. What has changed over there? What would you say is different, you know, in the last 6-7 years at East?
You know, not being there, it's hard to say. I know that I was very fortunate while I was there. I had a really good coaching staff, and I know when I ended up taking the job at Pisgah and coming here, I was not the only one that left at that time. I had, you know, a couple of the other coaches, coordinators, ended up leaving as well, you know, taking jobs other places. Had a couple of the coaches got out of teaching, got into other things. So it wasn't just, you know, myself leaving. You know, it was a good staff that had been there for, you know, we've been there for a while together. That's the one thing I don't think people understand, the longevity of staffs and being able to be together for a long time. You know, you look at the successful staffs around Western North Carolina, and you see those staffs that spend a lot of time together, you know, and the continuity, being able to see those things. And I think that speaks volumes. I know, you know, Franklin was in that situation for a long time. Coach Brooks and his staff had been together for a while, had gone through a lot of success. You know, obviously we're getting to that point now where we've had some years together. I think you're seeing that as well. And that's an important piece of the puzzle. People don't realize that, you know, being able to have those things in place. And it's nice to be able to mix a coach in every once in a while that's kind of new to the scene and freshen things up a little bit and bring in some new ideas. But, you know, those are some of the things that I have seen there. You know, they've gone through three head coaches since I've been gone. So the continuity's not been there. I know Coach Heatherly, who's there now, he's from there. You know, hopefully, you know, he'll be able to stay there for a while and be able to put a good staff together and keep them together. And, you know, things will turn. I tell you, they got some really good looking kids. JV team on Thursday night was tall and big, much bigger than what we were. The physical side of it for us on Thursday was a difference in the ball game. I thought our JVs really came out and established who they were really quick. And that was a big difference in the ball game there.
To finish up that point, is it difficult perhaps now, because it's so much harder to have your coaching staff be the majority of those guys actually work in the high school as opposed to having to work, you know, in jobs around the community?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it was funny you mentioned that. We actually got in that conversation last night on the way home, me and some of the coaches, and they were asking me about, you know, the staff that I had there at East. Three-quarters of our staff, you know, was on staff at school. They weren't just coaches with us. I mean, they were there at school. They were recruiting hallways. They were seeing the kids. And times have changed so much. You don't have as many coaches coming into the profession in the teaching, and it's harder to get coaches in there. And you look here, and we're less than half of our coaches are in the school system. And certainly we're blessed to be able to have, you know, men who can spend time with us, you know, coming from a job other than being in the school system. And we got a really good staff, but that's what the norm is becoming. You know, you just don't have as many going into it, and it's more difficult to find coaches.
And it makes it hard when you're doing the things like you're doing with your weight programs and the work that goes into, you know, like you said, the school day, because there's a lot of things that you're doing with the kids over the school day. Those guys are not going to necessarily be there for that.
They are. And, you know, I'm fortunate enough, both of our coordinators are at school. So when we're able to do film and stuff with those guys, both of those guys can be in there with us, you know, to talk to their people. So, you know, you just kind of got to roll with the punches and go with where it's at. But I've seen a lot change in the 20 years that I've been coaching. That's one of the biggest things is just being able to try to find coaches in the teaching profession too. But, again, I got a great staff here and am fortunate that some of these guys can come in out of day jobs and be able to come in and help us and, you know, we've got a really strong staff, and it's just, you kind of, like I said, you just roll with the punches and go with it.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under the Friday night lights. But it's not just about the game. It's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Pardee UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 22 schools throughout the region. We're honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit PardeeHospital.org. Fall is in the air, and now is the time to get your lawn in shape. Come into Hometown Hardware for our fall specials and meet the power equipment team in Canton for sales and service. We carry a complete line of mowers, including Gravely and Toro zero-turn models. Hometown Hardware. You want it? We've got it. Your big box alternative.
Coach, again, the scoreboard certainly bore this out, but the statistics really bore it out, too, in terms of the domination that we had last night. You know, obviously for us, you're talking about, you know, up over, what, nearly 500 yards of offense, perhaps, on our side of things, and flip that over for East. You know, 52 yards is what I have on the ground, and only 3 of 21 through the air for, you know, 4 or 5 yards, something like that. So, I mean, you hold an opponent over 100 yards in offense in any case, you're playing really well. And again, on the other side, piling up yards and really working on the clock, especially when you have the rush game that you had last night. Yeah, you really can put the pressure back on their defense, and it makes them stay out there a lot more. The other thing, as we've said before, two big stats, obviously, is the discrepancy in first downs. I've got 21 of ours to their 3. And then we talk about, and I talk about, third down conversions all the time. I have them 0 for 14 on third down conversions. And boy, when you can get your defense off the field, you're going to be successful most nights.
You know, for them being a spread team, you're going to end up having a lot of prep time trying to get ready for it, because you got a lot of motions and all of those things going in. Coach Rogers and his bunch, again, did a great job getting prepared for East Henderson, not just on the Friday night, the varsity game last night, but with the JV's night as well. Coach Hannah does that on the JV's for us, and those guys have been really solid for us. You look at the first downs, and the 20 or 21 to 3 first downs, that's a big stat. But those guys, have, like I said, have just done a really good job, and our kids have. The scout team's getting us ready during the week, getting these guys looks as best we can. I don't know how many people realized it, but we were without one of our starters last night, who was a key piece of the puzzle to us, was Kane Fortney. Kane had actually got a little bit dinged up after the Smoky game. We didn't realize it until, over the weekend and into Monday of this past week. And, Kane's another one of those that had been starting for us, came in for Levi on the defense, when we lost Levi early, and
right,
was having a really good season, ended up getting a concussion. So we've got him in the concussion protocol now. Certainly we'll be thinking about him. But, he was such a huge piece of the puzzle. Special teams, too. He was on just about everything.
Yeah.
And so we had a lot of guys having to fill in last night and play. But we were able to get the best we could with what we had. And, just proud of those kids that had to come in and fill some places that hadn't been doing that already. But, again, we'll be thinking about Kane, and hopefully he recovers quickly. Had July Ferguson on the JVs, which was another good player for special team kid and linebacker, and kind of the same thing as Kane, and got dinged up and on the JV game. And certainly he's kind of in that protocol too. So got two really good starters out for us right now. Hopefully these guys will be back as soon as they can and get back playing again.
Have you got many guys in that eight quarter situation that you're looking at for either way?
We've still got a few more slots open that we can move some kids in. We actually played quite a few of them last night, got them some reps there in the fourth quarter, just to get them into the game, let them feel the varsity, how it goes and how it flows pretty good. But we've had one or two that we kept out. We used Ian Rogers earlier in the year, and we had to burn four quarters with him. You only get eight, so we kind of held him out last night. Logan Free was another one we had up, who had a phenomenal night Thursday night, running the ball really good. We didn't play him last night either. We kind of held him back, but the rest of the guys that we brought up, we did.
Yeah.
Drew Timms had a touchdown for us last night on the varsity, and scored on Thursday night too. So
that's pretty special.
Two touchdowns and two nights.
Yeah, that's a pretty big week for sure. I want to go back over to that defense again and talk about some of that. Talk about the way we were able to limit them, but continue to be really impressed with Warner and being able to create pressure. Obviously, they had a heck of a time trying to throw the ball last night. You mentioned out of the spread, Warner continues to create a lot of problems for teams. And then you still got Tucker too, that is one of the leaders in terms of tackles throughout the season. We've seen both of those guys, but again, your guys got after them last night defensively again, and we're going to really call on them, as you mentioned to me during the break. We're going to really call on them this coming week, especially on the back end. In that second and third levels, to really have big games, going to have and create some pressure, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Coach Rogers was able to dial up some stunts last night. Jackson Gerald, you saw him come off the edge quite a bit last night stunting, and some of the backers on the inside. You're able to do that if you have confidence in your back end. If you feel like that you can cover those guys coming out of there, and give our guys enough time to get back there and not be able to give up a big throw, You can do things like that. And that back end and that secondary is playing really well. Got some good kids back there with some good speed that can go with these guys. We will certainly be tested this week based off of what Hendersonville does. So it'll be a busy week of practice. There'll be a lot of throwing this week from the scout team. I guess I'll have a sore arm before the week's out.
You mentioned that, and you've done that quite a bit, getting out there and practicing with those guys. A lot of it's about, and this is, I think, what you're talking about, too, a few moments ago when you're talking about giving some of these JV players that were A-quartering to get a look at the varsity game. It's about the speed of the game, isn't it?
It is. That's the biggest thing, the speed of the game, how quickly everything transpires in front of you, how quickly you can react, obviously by as many reps as you can get in there. And like I said, it was good to get those guys in there last night, let them feel that a little bit. And we got a few more slots left to use if we have to, but right now we seem to be okay. And like I said, hopefully we'll get some of these guys back from a few injuries.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
The first county hospital in North Carolina, Haywood Regional Medical Center has tended to all medical needs with the same compassion since 1929. With a Joint Commission and chest pain accredited hospital, an outpatient care center, urgent care clinics, and a hospice care facility, our campus provides a safe space for everyone who needs it. Keeping quality care close to home, we have 13 physicians' practices ensuring every aspect of your health is covered. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Back live this morning with the Brett Chappell Show. Obviously, summing things up right now. Now you got to start getting ready for this Hendersonville game, and now we're about ready to make this stretch run now. Obviously, with Hendersonville out there still, Brevard still out there still, a lot to do, and we're certainly fighting still for an opportunity to have a conference championship, for an opportunity to host some home playoff games, and those things in many ways I think are still out there, and to some degree we obviously last week hurts a little bit, but controlling our own destiny I still think, but you got these big games coming up, and it starts with Hendersonville. It's going to look a lot different than maybe some of the other opponents we've had so far, I would imagine.
It will. Obviously, we go back to Henderson County 2 weeks in a row. So we'll have to, prepare ourselves as we go with the travel and all those things and getting left early. Had a really good game last year against Hendersonville when we played here. It was kind of one of those games last year where you get in them every once in a while where just about everything you call works and looks right and plays out just like you thought it would. And, that happened to be that game last year. They had a really good football team as well. Went on and did well in the conference and got on into the playoffs and lost to Mountain Heritage maybe in the second round, it seems like, last year. But, I'm sure they'll be looking to kind of revenge that a little bit. We got to go to their place and play. They had a really good JV team last year, so some of those kids are up. And it'll be tough for the JVs this week, too. You're starting to see some of the teams that we're facing not only have good varsity teams, but they have good JV teams as well. And, we'll try to keep pressing through. But, excited where we're at. You mentioned it earlier. We're, trying to get back in the race. Obviously, we're 1-1 now in the conference. And we can only control what we can control on our end and give ourselves a chance at the end. And hopefully we'll get back in it and, maybe get some good playoff seeds and maybe a little host of home game.
At this time, you're starting to see just about everybody in terms of film. Have you had a chance to see Hendersonville up until this point?
I have. We've had a chance to see, as a matter of fact, we've seen everybody in conference already. Any time that you play Hendersonville, and I played them for a long time while I was at East, it was a big rival for us at East Henderson. And, they're the typical Hendersonville team, got a lot of speed, got some good-looking linebackers on the defensive side, got some size up front, got our quarterback that's returning as a starter from last year. So they create a lot of problems just based off of those things. JVs as well, had a chance to see them also. And like I said, it'll be a big week for us. We will have a home game with the JVs this week. It'll actually be their last home game, so if you get a chance to come out, come see these youngins play on Thursday. Pretty good group as well, and we're certainly excited about our future.
Back with more in a moment. This will be the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under the Friday night lights. But it's not just about the game. It's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Hardy UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 22 schools throughout the region. We're honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit PardeeHospital.org. Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law, are proud sponsors of the Pisgah Black Bears. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law. Call 648-8240.
Coach, I just want to go back and check in again, and you mentioned this a few minutes ago with regard to Fortney and that injury. What are your expectations for him and getting him available again, and how do we look injury-wise coming out of last night throughout?
You know, the big thing for Kane and July, both of those kids, obviously they've got to go through the protocol stuff. And
Controls that now, by the way?
Their family doctor does.
Okay.
Now. Them over to those guys and let them, you know, make the call on concussion, not concussion, and then they have to go through a process of so many days doing this, so many days doing that, and it's kind of like a check sheet.
Right.
And you know, we're just, like I said, we're hopeful that these guys can get back as soon as they can, but this is not one of those things that we rush through and try to get them back. We need them to be healthy coming back in, both of them, and certainly we'll keep an eye on it coming up this week. Kane was not able to come to the game last night. I know I spoke to his mom on text message, and I talked to him as well on text message, and they just went ahead and stayed home, you know, from traveling and the lights and the sound and noise.
Sure.
And all this.
Sure.
Thing. So anyways, we'll play it by ear as we go through the week. Jackie Pena, who was kicking for us on the JVs, she had surgery yesterday. She'd gotten hurt in a club soccer game a couple of weeks ago over the weekend. She still does a lot of tournament stuff. And unfortunately, we lost her. She had an ACL injury, so she's got some long rehab coming up, but I want to be thinking about her as well. She had that surgery yesterday. A really great commercial that came out with our kids, if you hadn't had a chance to see it. You know, we were part of a commercial for Ingles. Jackie was really highlighted on there. I was thankful that we got her in that, you know, before she got injured. And if you hadn't had a chance to see it, look it up. It's a pretty special deal, you know, to be a part of that, and you know, the fact that they chose us to do it. And I thought they did a really good job to highlight our program.
Have you ever had a girl play?
I have not.
Yeah.
No, Jackie was the first one, and of course, you know, her brother was Brian, who kicked for us.
Right.
As well. And you know, loved having her. It was exciting to have her with us, and you know, I wish we could have kept her a little bit longer. And like I said, hopefully her rehab will go well, and you know, we might be able to get her back again.
I hope so too. And again, we'll be sure to check out that commercial. How did that work, by the way? How did Ingles contact you?
They had actually my wife, Miss Chappell,
had a
connection with those guys, and you know, kind of encouraged them. They were looking to do a shoot to highlight some of the local high school sports, and they got a little nudge and a little bit of encouragement from Miss Chappell, and kind of helped out with it. And
was that this summer, or did they shoot it recently?
No, it was about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they came and did some practices and did a game during the stadium.
Right.
And you know, Jackie happened to be with us. They were actually going to use a young lady from UNCA that was kicking soccer for them over there, and they were going to put her in the video, and they saw Jackie down there kicking with us and didn't realize that she was on the team. And
right.
It just worked out.
Yeah.
It was a really good clip for all of us, and I was proud of it when I saw it. I just think it highlighted who we are.
Yeah.
And a pretty neat deal.
Absolutely. Airtime next week, 6:30, 7 o'clock will be our game call. We'll be right back here next Saturday morning with the Brett Chappell Show. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.
You've been listening to the Brett Chappell Show, brought to you this morning by Haywood Regional Medical Center, Hometown Hardware, Smathers & Smathers, Attorneys at Law, and by Southeastern Sports Medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning for another edition of the Brett Chappell Show.